Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Hey family, welcome back to another session. I am so glad and grateful always that you've allowed me in your time and your space and your place with each session. Thank you again for joining with me. Of course, this is your empowerment coach, Philip Suber, and I am excited to be able to come again. Today, I want to highlight something that I believe is very important. I'm actually at a conference right now as I am recording with you out of state. And so I'm away from home. I'm in an Airbnb. And as I was walking to this conference, and today happened to be day one, you know, I started to realize that one of the things that we talk about so much in life is to show up more than just being present in the natural and the physical, being in that place, but showing up with your heart and your mind, your energy, right? Your focus for whatever it is that you're showing up for, whether it's a task, whether it's just supporting someone, or whether it's you playing an instrumental role. It's all about understanding the significance of you and where you are in that moment and the potential of what can transpire in that moment. And as I went to this conference today, I stopped by the store and decided to walk to the convention center from downtown. It was just a few blocks away, but it was just a way for me to experience the city. You know, not just as a tourist, you know, someone who hasn't been here before, but just experience the city and just kind of merge and get the feel of it as I'm on my way to this conference. And as I turn the corner, you know, my spirit is excited. My mind is excited. My heart is in a place where I have expectancy to receive something from this conference. And one of the things that I began to think about was, man, you know, in order for me to receive, I have to be in a place. I have to be in a posture in my heart. I have to have the right mindset. I can't come negative. I can't come with a judgmental mindset. You know, I can't come limiting the possibilities of what can happen, but I have to be open to what can happen. Not only that, but I have to be in a place even physically to receive. I came ready to take notes, ready to take information, ready to record, ready to embrace new conversations and new networking. I had to have my mind in a place that I don't know who I'm going to meet, and I don't know the significance of the meetings, of the people that I'm going to meet in those moments of connectivity. I don't know how great or how small they may be, but I'm ready for it. And my exhortation, my counsel to you, and my question to you is, are you ready for those destiny moments that are coming your way? Because believe it or not, they're coming. They're coming. And I hope that you have not gotten so caught up in the routines and the normalcy of life that you've erased the possibility that destiny is right around the corner. And there were some conversations, there were some meetings, whether it's coincidental in a grocery store or just randomly, more so should I say, or whether there are intentional meetings that are set up, there are connectivity points where you and destiny will collide, whether that's a conversation over the phone or in person, whether that's via text message or email, whether it's doing a presentation and someone being moved directly by your participation, by what you brought to the table, whether it's the significance of your presence in a room, not saying a word. There is a destiny meeting, and it's meant for you. And I don't want you to become so caught up that you're not prepared. You're not prepared in your mind. You're still thinking about the way that things could have been, should have been. You're thinking about what didn't work. I want you to be prepared in your spirit that there's no bitterness. There's no resentment. There's no grudges. You're not vindictive about things that have happened and transpired. And here's something that's really key. I don't want you to be that person who has so much baggage that they're unwilling to let go of, that they have not the capacity to receive something that is fresh, something that is new, something that is more empowering, something that will give you the gusto, the boost that you need, something that's going to revise you, something that's going to give you greater clarity. Anything in your life that requires you to receive also requires for you to have capacity to receive. And so I don't want you to show up to your destiny moments full of junk, full of gossip, full of TV shows and Netflix series that you've been binge watching, full of books, romance novels, and things that really don't speak to the essence of who you are. I don't want you to show up to your next level or to your destiny moments in a place where you are not fit, you're not ready, you're not in position, your heart's not postured right, because you're still harboring malice and resentment and hatred in your heart for an unforgiveness of things that have transpired in your life. I think it's important for us to live every day with the understanding that destiny is waiting for me to show up and to show up right. To show up and to show up right. To show up intentionally, knowing that I've been awaiting this moment, and now that this moment has come, I am ready. Right? I am ready. I am ready. You have to be ready for these destiny moments, these life-changing moments. These are the moments that will take your life to the next level, that will bring so much clarity in your vision, that will enable you to do the things that have been a struggle for you to do. Show up right. Not just showing up, but showing up right. With the right mindset. With clarity. With focus. Not distracted. But show up. That's my word for you today. How are you showing up? Are you showing up each day with a lack of expectancy for something pivotal in your life? Are you not looking and expecting that something grand, or maybe you believe in the possibility, but you've pushed it off for another moment? And I want you to consider that you're not waiting for the moment is waiting for you. Yeah, because when we talk about the law of attraction, we talk about putting ourselves in a place or repositioning ourselves in such a way that that in which we desire is attracted to us. So are you waiting for the moment, or do you really realize that the moment is waiting for you? And you may say, I've got all my ducks in a row, but you're so zealous. You're so full of pride. You're so full of yourself that you can't receive anyone else's critique or anyone else's input, or you can't receive it because you're so full of yourself. Are you overconfident in your own abilities that you're setting yourself up for failure instead of success? Because we've psyched ourselves into thinking that we're waiting for something to happen, when the something that we're waiting for is waiting for us to be in the right position that will put us in the right place at the right time. I say it again, because I think that's so crucial for us to understand that it's not about us waiting for the moment. The moment is waiting for us. I think about the man at the pool of Bethesda, and he's oh my God. Well, and I'm kind of thinking this in real time as I'm speaking to you, but You know, the Bible does speak about the man that was born blind, and there's different instances where the man was born blind and the disciples say, Jesus, you know, what did this man do to be born blind? Or his parents, what did they do? And Jesus says, you know, they didn't do anything to cause him to be born blind. It's not that he did something so bad that caused him to be blind. It's just that him being blind was meant for this moment. He was conditioned for a moment of healing. He was conditioned to receive his sight. He was conditioned. And it sounds crazy. You think about the man at the pool of Bethesda, and you think about this, how he's waiting. And I realize that if you've been listening to these sessions for a while, if you've been following me, you understand that I'm going to have biblical references. I'm a minister. I'm an associate pastor of my church. Like, I'm going to have these references. And so I want you to dig into the Word of God. I want you to dig into the Bible. I want you to Google it. I want you to look at these references. I don't want to speak to you on a level that causes you not to inquire, not to search, not to study, not to go higher in terms of your thinking and your perceptions. I want you to dig into these stories. But, you know, the Bible speaks to the man at the pool of Bethesda, and he's waiting. Hear this. He's waiting. He's waiting for this moment to happen, to where the angel troubles the water, and Jesus says, do you want to be made whole? Like, and he says, well, this is what he says. Well, when I try to, you know, when it happens, you know, I can't get anyone to push me in. And, you know, I just don't have the support. You know, I don't have the ability to jump out and do it on my own. And Jesus is like, do you want to be made whole? It's like, sometimes we can meet a moment. We can come face to face with destiny moments and not really realize it. Like, Jesus is saying, do you want to be made whole? And you would think, why is he asking this man? He's at a place where only lame and sick people go because they want to be made whole. But Jesus asked him, do you want to be made whole? And I think that's a great question, because sometimes we're in these places, these unprofitable, unhealthy, if this is a word, unbeneficial places in our lives, the situations and circumstances that we've been stuck in, and nothing's been able to move. And it's like, here's a reality question. Do you want to be made whole? Because it's going to require you to do what you feel like you can't do. Because Jesus says to this man, here it is. The man says, nobody's been able to help me. No one comes. And by the time they do, it's too late. Someone else already jumped in the water and they've got their miracle before I can even, you know, access it, before I can even get into the water. Because the rule was, the angel will come and stir the water, and the first person to enter the water, they receive their healing. But because he's lame, he can't get up and do it on his own, right? But Jesus says to him, take up your bed and walk. He commands him to do the very thing that he said he couldn't do. This man had to answer the moment with an unusual act of obedience. So this is my key to you. For your moment, I need you to embrace the fact that destiny is going to require something of you that may have seemed impossible previously. Yeah. But if you meet the moment with faith more than rebuttal, faith more than excuses, faith more than reasons why it hasn't happened, I think that was the grace of God for Jesus to allow the man to say, get it off your chest. Yep, this hasn't happened because of this and this and this. But Jesus says, okay, now that you've got that off your chest, you had to get rid of that. You had to release it some kind of way before we can get to the next step. Now take up your bed and walk. Now do the thing that you felt like you've never done before. And some of you, Some of you, this is your moment. This is your destiny season. This is the moment where you will have encounters. But you've got to do what you've never been able to do before. Meet the moment in faith. Faith meaning belief. Belief meaning have confidence in the very thing that you cannot see, knowing and trusting in that it does exist. Have confidence. Have belief that the very thing that you do not see, it does exist. And you're stepping out, you're acting on the belief that it does exist. And though it may not be seen at the moment, it will be seen when you step into the action that it is requiring of you in that moment. So for some of you, destiny is calling for you to forgive the person that you've been struggling to forgive all your life. For some of you, destiny is calling for you to let go of the grudge that you've been holding on to for so long. Some of you, destiny is saying, I need you to release the hate, and you've been saying, I just can't. Release the hurt, and you're saying, I just can't. Release the pain, and you've been saying, I just can't. But destiny's saying, now, this moment, do it. And I need you to meet the moment with the belief that, yep, I can do it. Get rid of your excuses and do it. Get rid of your theories and do it. And maybe some of you, some of us, sometimes we're so used to the story that explained our rejection, that explained why we are the way we are. We use that story as a justification as we've told others about it. But this is the season for you to change your story. This is the season for you to change the script. Well, I'm no longer rehearsing. I'm no longer replaying the episodes that give credence to me not moving any forward, or me not believing in the possibilities, me not embracing the reality that even though I don't see this brighter future or this business or what my next move is, even though I don't see it, I still believe that there's something more for me. Like you have to get rid of all the things that will come in between you and that statement right there. Even though I don't see it, I believe in the existence of it. Whatever that may be, the next move for my life. Right now, I don't really know what my next move is going to be, but I know that I have a next move. I know that there's something more, and I'm going to move on that notion that I know that there's something more. Destiny is calling you, and I want you to show up with a belief system that says yes. Not with the rebuttals and excuses, not with the rehash of what was in your past. I want you to show up with a yes. Yep. I want you to show up with a yes. I want you to show up with a yes. Because all of those things in the past have matured you, have processed you to a place where now there's glory to be revealed. Yep. That man was blind all of his life, and it was just for the moment. I want you to see from the healthy perspective that the things that you've experienced, whether they've been comfortable or uncomfortable, have been meant to condition you. We talked about this on a previous episode, on the previous session, that these are the tools, these are the weights in the gym, these are the things that have built us, that have helped us to mature in places that were undeveloped. These have been the things that God has given us as to use. And some of these situations, yep, you didn't ask for, but how you handle it is everything. Some of the things that you've experienced, yep, God has allowed it. Some of the things, you put yourself in predicaments. And let me not say you, we. Sometimes we put ourselves in predicaments that wasn't necessarily God's will. And also there are things that God has allowed in our lives. Whether you've allowed it, whether we've allowed it, or whether it was God's intention, it's how we use it. It's how we use it. And it's time to see things from a healthy perspective and use the intensity of our life as building blocks. Use it to help make us strong. Use the contradictions of our life to mature, to develop. Wherever those decisions may be, I hope this is coming across clear, and I hope it makes sense. Destiny is waiting on you, and destiny is requiring you to be in a certain state. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Let go of the heaviness of yesterday. You made it to today. And today, destiny awaits. Opportunities are waiting for you. You're not waiting for them. They are waiting for you. Doors are waiting for you. So let me encourage you as we end this session. You are meant, destined, and purposed to succeed. And I understand that the definition of success is relative to the person who is defining it. And so your level of success or your idea of success may differ from mine's, but I want you to understand that it is meant for you, that you're not meant to live your entire life feeling like a failure, being a failure. No, you are meant to succeed. You are meant to win. You are meant to overcome. You're meant to fulfill purpose, divine purpose in this earth. So live today, knowing that destiny is waiting for you. Goodness is waiting for you. Opportunities are waiting for you. Life-changing moments for the good are waiting for you. So make sure your heart's in the right position. Your spirit is in the right position. Your mind is in the right posture. You're thinking correctly. You're seeing correctly. And I'm not saying that you have to be perfect, but you want to make sure that you're on the right road, headed in the right direction. You shouldn't be entertaining the same level of thinking that you've embraced 5 years ago, 3 years ago, or even 1 year ago. You should be learning and evolving and developing and maturing in such a way that the opportunities that you weren't able to fully take advantage of 3 years ago, you're now able to step into them because you continue to evolve and you find yourself positioning yourself where you need to be. Doing the work, allowing God to show you where you are and then making the necessary adjustments to where you should be. Don't live from a place of regret, resentment, or even vengeance. But live from a place of love, of peace, of joy, of happiness, of contentment in a rightful way. Live from a place where you are ambitious in the right things with the right heart. In other words, have a drive, have zeal, have knowledge and understanding. Don't just be one to say, I hustle every day, I'm grinding for the money, I'm going to get the bag. No. Those things have its time and its place. There's a time for you to hustle. And yep, finances, yeah, money answers to all things, but don't live your life just chasing money. Don't live your life the whole time grinding. Find balance. Seek wholeness. That's a whole nother game. All right. I hope this has reached out to you in a way that strengthens you, that empowers you, that helps gain, give clarity to where you are in your life and expectation to know that if there are certain things that need to be addressed and dealt with within ourselves, that we do it so that we become attractive to our destiny. So that those moments that we've been waiting on, but in actuality have been waiting on us, can sense that we're ready and that we meet destiny face to face and walk hand in hand. Listen, your future is bright. It is brain. If only we believe it and live like it. All right, until the next time, thanks for joining this session. We'll talk later. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't. And also, if you took a moment to share, if you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now, listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now, you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Super. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.